Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
Coach, you just seen a few short episodes ago that we were just talking about kicking off the football season.
Yeah.
And here we are, man, in week seven.
Week seven, we're here. Man,
went quick. It went fast.
Yes, it did. It went fast, man. I feel like I was in my own football. I had to be out for some days running across the country doing some stuff. But
right. If the audience missed us, Chauncey was on the road getting training to help at the high school develop our kids to be more productive citizens and get those grades right.
That's right, for career pathways. So just trying to figure it out. But I did miss being on the air and talking to my community, because I do see people in the community telling they like hearing us, Tony. So,
yes, I do.
Yeah, so I want to keep this thing rolling and going and make sure I do my due diligence and my duties in the community to keep everybody connected with what we do through the sports, the financial realm, and just connecting them with the services. Somebody called me today about, somebody can refinance. I said, I definitely do. I got a
buddy. Oh, absolutely.
Yep, I said, I got a friend that I trust that send me clients, so I got to send them to you.
Okay. So
that's what I appreciate our community for, the network and the leveraging on what we do for people. So that's what it's all about.
Right. When people come to us, we're a resource to help them get the necessary assistance that they need in order to get their lives in financial order.
Yeah. And sometimes people ask me, like, don't you charge them? Like, you hook me up? No, I don't ask no mortgage person to hook me up.
No.
If I got a client that I help build and I send them to that person, I expect them to treat them right, and I don't expect you to give me no money.
None.
I expect you to treat my clients right.
That's it.
So they can say, yeah, Chauncey sent me to the right person. He helped me out. And that's what it's all about. That's the payment to me.
Because ultimately, it's a reflection on you. If you, sent those people there as a referral, you would expect that they'd be taken care of in a manner in which you would do it. And if it doesn't happen, then we got an issue with that individual.
Yeah. Speaking of referral, you know who needs a referral? The Cleveland Browns need a referral.
Yeah,
that, we're talking about that, the behavior referral.
That thing turned out ugly, man. they had great expectations.
Yep. So just just starting off with, I know we usually start off with Spurs.
Right.
But that's the first thing I thought about, them and the Dallas Cowboys.
And the Cowboys.
Everybody complaining about a paycheck, but nobody want to show up to work.
Nobody want to put the work in, man.
I wonder what did they tell Elliott? Like, look, we paid you all this money. What you going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, as an owner, Dak trying to get his money too, right?
Yeah, he is. They out there struggling.
And they struggling, man. They played some weak teams out the gate, and then they ran across them Saints and them Packers, and it may have exposed.
That's right. And that's what Dallas does. Dallas does that, though. They schedule like that. They got four cream puffs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Man, Dallas is back. Cowgirls are back, right?
Right.
And then they play somebody for real.
Some bona fide competition, man. Yep. So, all the Dallas fans were riding high, but they've come back down to earth over the next few weeks. So, maybe they'll regroup and make a run. We don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I hope so. I like seeing good football. But I hurt for Cleveland. Cleveland just got bad luck, man.
They do. They do, man. They just can't seem to get it right.
Yep, on paper, that's like.
But Monday night, I guess they got a that was Monday night they had
yes,
their
sir.
Game
yes,
against
they did.
The national audience and basically got embarrassed.
Yes, they did, sir. Yes, they did. And, our Lions did pretty good recently, y'all, playing against Kansas City.
Right.
They did. A great job, man. I really appreciate that. That one play when the guy fumbled at the goal line and somebody didn't know the rules and they tapped the person. He ran it all the way back.
That was the difference of the game.
That was the difference of the game.
Yeah.
So just knowing the rules in that situation. But I was proud of the Lions when they lost that. And another game I saw was the Bears when they played
Raiders.
Man.
They came back, took the lead.
And the Raiders just needed one little play. one little field goal play.
Yeah, because the Raiders dominated in the first half, right?
The third quarter came, about 13 minutes left.
Bears was using that third quarter, man.
Yeah, man, that was fun to watch.
So yeah, those were good games.
Yes, it was. And, speaking of the college level, Michigan State playing Ohio State.
That
was not pretty. You know what? I'm going to say this. It was two times in the second quarter that I said, Michigan State might got it. And then the quarterback just threw it like he's just throwing to a route runner. I'm like, you running against – these are five-star DBs. You can't just throw to the wide receiver like he's running a route. You're going to throw to a spot. Because they're going to jam him. They're going to be on him. And I saw all night how the Spartans was like, they touching. They jam. No, this big time.
Yeah, man.
They talking crazy.
I was impressed with Ohio State. I got to admit it.
Our guys on Michigan State line too slow. We can't move with them big fellas on the defensive line for Ohio State. They was plummeling us.
It was, man. Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't look good for anybody in the Big Ten that's got to play Ohio State. That's all I can say. So Nobody.
So them 10 points we got, I thought it was going to be 17 because I saw another touchdown in the second quarter, but we underthrew somebody. But okay. I tell you this, number 25, he's the real deal for Michigan State.
Oh, yeah.
Stewart, he a real wide receiver because they was double coverage on him. And he made
some great catches.
Great plays, great catches. Helmet coming off, he like, I'm here.
Yeah, he Y'all was a bright spot.
Yeah, he was a bright spot.
Speaking of the Spartans, we got a local talent that's in the transfer portal.
Okay, who's that?
Ladarius Jefferson.
Oh, player of the year from 2017.
Yeah, state champion. And, declined the offer to go to the University of Florida. Or Central Florida.
Yeah.
Where they basically recruited him as a quarterback, and he opted out of that, went to state, and as an athlete, right, which means you could wind up on any position, and running back is probably not really his strong suit.
No, it wasn't. And I'm going to say this, I'm a Michigan State Spartan, I'm closing my eyes saying this, I really think D'Antonio is coaching to a different culture.
Oh, okay.
He's coaching as if I'm going to stockpile people based on a cultural bias. Mm-hmm. Because I'm thinking if I got Jefferson, I got Lurick, I have the Wildcat. And yeah. I haven't seen it not one time.
No.
So that's why I'm leaving if I'm Jefferson. I thought the Wildcat was coming.
I really did. I did. I thought they would make him more versatile, use him in different areas on the field. And it didn't happen.
The boy has an arm. The boy has legs. Yeah. And we didn't use him. Then you see the other one, Cowherd, he left. So I'm like, you losing two potential starting running backs. One of them could have been a quarterback for you. And we're losing that talent. And it's like, what do you have to say? Like, oh, it's okay. You can leave. And then you got a running back that's a basketball player.
Right.
That's starting converted. Over these guys. That's convert. You converted him. So you waste a lot of time in converting somebody. And now you losing the pieces that were the four-star top ranked, top 50 running backs and quarterbacks in the country, Jefferson, right?
That's right.
Top 40 athlete and like top 50 quarterback in the country in his class. And
player of the year, man.
Man, so you got like, that say a lot about your program.
Yeah, and then, you got to realize that, recruits, they watch what the current crop is doing, and sometimes that sends a message where they want to make sure that they're making the right choice.
Yes, sir.
By going to the universities because, unfortunately, these coaches are under tremendous pressure to win, and a lot of times they will win at the expense of players leaving.
Yep.
They got another guy they think that's is better, and they're going to put him in there to win.
But then they come to find out that these guys are not better. But then
I look at this flash in the pan. Yep.
When I look at Martinez making his decision to go to Ohio State, now I understand. Because I wouldn't go to Michigan.
Okay.
They struggling.
When you look at what Ohio State got, man, you can say, hey, I don't care where you put me. Put me on this football
team.
I'll
be an athlete on this football team.
They got a bunch of players.
Yeah. They got a bunch of players. Look, it was one play. I'm talking about my Spartans. I'm not bashing them, audience, but it's like number two, the running back for Ohio State, right? So he running there. I'm like, he fast. So second quarter come, like, first quarter, we got him. We back there. Like,
bottled
we
him
got
up
this little guy, right? Second quarter come. And then that one play where he just running and he just break away and we got one person behind it and they just fall. I say, oh, the game over.
Wasn't no catching that brother.
Game over.
That brother had one thing on his mind. That's getting to that goal line.
Somebody right on his shirt. He just say, oh, I got another gear for you. See you later.
Yeah, man. Like I say, man, I am just impressed.
Yeah, it was a stat of like comparing everything. See, when they say the Ohio State, I see they compare all the resources, all the money, all the staff, faculty, the pay, the student enrollment. Everything was like,
oh, it all lined up, man.
It was like tops.
And the administration realized what they had.
The salary for the teachers, everything Ohio State taught them.
Top notch, man. That's why they got rid of Urban Meyer because he was a liability. Right?
Yeah.
But they knew what they had, and they had a coach that could manage. what they have, it wouldn't be a drop-off.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's why it was a no-brainer for the institution to get rid of
Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer, man.
Yeah, we got some good things going. I know you're the best coach, but you got a cloud over your
baggage.
Head. So let's bring this guy in that you mentor that know that is either touchdown or bust with us.
Right.
That's how they play.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, you think you can hang? Okay, we trying to score 50.
They got a swag, let me tell you.
Yeah, they talk crazy. That was fun watching.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I can't wait. They got Wisconsin, I think, next week, so that ought to be a good game.
Yeah, I was in Wisconsin for that training, and they was laughing at me because I had on the Michigan State jogger suit, right, because I was with the athletic department. And they was the career exploration people for University of Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
One was for the track team, another one was for the football and the basketball. And they was laughing at me. One was a dude, one was a lady. It was like, y'all got Ohio State this week. I said, they're like, oh, we got somebody easy. I said, y'all got them after that. I said, we know we're going to watch how they play y'all. We're going to see where we stand at.
You make sure you give them a call next week or it's going to be, it's not going to be pretty.
I'm emailing the class. Say a prayer for them and see how they doing. But, you know, that's good. Yeah. But going to our local level, we got some great football going on.
Big Reds qualified again for the 21st year. They've qualified for the state playoff run.
Yep.
And national rankings, which is somewhat of a really a subjective type of a ranking, but you know it's good for press. We were 19, I think they slid us down to 20, but they're being looked at on a national basis.
That's right.
But it's good.
But when I say this, Tony, I mean 19 is not modest for a public school. I'm gonna tell you like that.
No,
Muskegon is a public school. And I work in that building. When I look at the kids, these kids come from the neighborhood.
Yes.
There's no Maseratis pulling up.
Mm-mm.
There's no Rolls Royces pulling up. No Bentleys. These are blue collar kids. Come from blue collar homes, and working parents. There's a lot of them I grew up with, and I see these kids every day on how humble they are. You don't even know that they Player of the Year or they getting awards weekly or they these kind of players when you see them through the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just how they are. They're just kids. And I really appreciate them being recognized on a national level because it's like they are just regular people.
And I'm sure there's another observation that you could make is that the kids that are part of the football, basketball program are totally different than those that are not in their mannerism, in their behavior, in the way they carry themselves because there's a level of expectation that they have because they are involved in these programs that differentiates them from the rest of the group.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I work with the coaches. I talk to the coaches. I spend time with them. I see them throughout the building outside of their coach's hat.
Right.
And I see them in roles where they in administration or they in behavior management or they're really working with the kids throughout the day. They're not like somebody that say, I coach the school, but I don't work at the school.
Mm-hmm. So definitely difference.
They're involved and they're interactive in the kids' life throughout the day. So that's like, I see a lot about that program. Now I see why that program really wins and it's really doing what it does, period, as a program, because the staff is involved in the kids' life.
Oh, yeah. They are engaged. No doubt about it, man. Yeah, that's a whole other. We could talk for 30 minutes on that subject.
Yeah, but then but speaking of the football team, I saw them unravel an arsenal of offensive air bombs against Genesee. I seen a highlight with Martinez come out the backfield, and it's like they was headhunting, and they was bouncing off of him like he was a superhero.
Right. They couldn't bring him down.
Then he threw like a 50-yard bomb to like the Oaks kid.
Right.
And I was like, I know you're going to Ohio State, but that's a highlight reel.
That's a highlight reel, man. Yeah, they threw a number of big plays on him. Yeah, I think it's like they scored 2 touchdowns in 17 seconds.
Man.
They crushed them. You know, they were a scrappy bunch. Yep. Genesee was a scrappy bunch, but they were just totally outmanned. And it really, I'm sitting with guys that are not real football followers, okay, but they were there to see Muskegon. And it's like their observation was they make everything look so easy. It's like it's no real effort involved because they're like a well-oiled machine.
That's right.
Just go down there and get it done.
I think the same thing. Yeah. And it's almost to the point when your opponent is playing against you, it's almost that like they want your autograph. That's what it looked like to me. That's what it's looking like.
Yeah.
Because the kids, they got high character.
Yes, they do.
Some of them help up some of their opponents. you know, congratulate, stay humble. It's just looking like the big picture. They getting the kids are getting the big picture. It's really about the community. And
yeah, and they represent the community. Yeah. And that means a lot, man. Means a lot.
It's good seeing it, Tony. And I was talking to a player in our program, and I was telling him, I'm used to seeing either Muskegon on TV during Thanksgiving time.
Right.
So I just every year that's the expectation around this place. So it's we don't have Thanksgiving in Detroit, or we're not watching the Big Reds with somebody cutting turkey after the fact, some leftovers or something.
Right. It just don't seem like a holiday.
We have a season.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. The city of Muskegon has gotten used to having Thanksgiving dinner with a Big Red M on it.
That's right. That's it, man. And I'll just be honest with you, I just don't see any difference this year. Okay, you know, we've gone through the gauntlet of the season. We got Shores left on the schedule, and you know that's what the kids are looking forward to. They got Union this week, and we just don't really need to spend no time talking about that, because the only game left is Union and Puffer, and then we start the real second season, just like the NCAA tournament in basketball.
That is, man. I mean, it's amazing. I know it's a financial show, so what I have today is 10 fun ways. Talk about boomers, you know, older generation, how they can use online savings accounts. But it's really for everybody, because I have a couple online savings accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And I use them in a limited capacity because they pay greater dividends. I've been able to reinvest the dividends, or I can use them for some of these situations. And I was thinking, like, do people trust these online accounts? I mean, I trust my online account.
Yeah.
Because the money is there. And then I don't have to worry about all the other stuff, the upkeep of a bank, a brick-and-mortar bank.
Right, the brick-and-mortar, that's an overhead. That's a fixed cost that always remains. So these guys do have an advantage when it comes to fixed cost because they're online.
Yeah, and okay. One of the advantages, online savings accounts offer dramatically higher yields than traditional banks.
That's right.
So Barclays is one. The interest rate for online accounts at Barclays is 21 times the national average.
That's incredible.
That's crazy.
You need to sign up for that one.
Yeah, there's other attractive features as well. Many online accounts, including those with Barclays, have no monthly maintenance fees and don't require a minimum opening balance and are insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
That's FDIC.
That's that $250,000
number.
So that means you can put a certain amount of money up in there. It's going to grow. I just got a dividend on one of my accounts that was like $34. You know,
okay. For
like
just sitting the money. For the money sitting there.
For a quarter. Like, I made $34. I'm like,
okay.
Who bank account making that much money just sitting there? And
right.
And it's investing in products too. But I'm like, that's one of my online accounts. Then my Acorns account, that's a bank account. But I got a debit card to that if I want to use it.
Okay.
You know, but I got it linked to some other things where I'm still investing. I'm taking that money and I'm investing it. But that's an online account that I have that I can't walk to a brick and mortar, but I'm getting all this interest on it. And then sometimes our activists, I don't even have an account. So I'm going to list 10 ways that boomers have used it and possibly our audience can use an online savings account just for like either happens chance or just having it. One of them.
Even an emergency fund. No, go ahead. Nope.
So one of them is a wedding or rehearsal dinners. So most of the times you find people that pay for their kids' weddings, and I know you—that's what you did. I know.
Oh yeah.
You paid for your daughter to be like, look, I'm gonna have a say so on this, so I'm gonna pay for this wedding. So people use these online accounts to pay for the weddings.
Right.
Because they had this money stored in this account and say, all right, I'm using this. I'm putting this $100 or $200 away. So when the time comes for this investment, I'm going to have this money right here.
That's it, man.
To pull out for my daughter or my
special occasions, vacations, what have you. That's a good way to separate it from your traditional style of banking, which a lot of us do because a lot of places have direct deposits in institutions. I mean, you're free to move, but a lot of times employers will partner with us with another institution to say, hey, we're going to use you as our direct deposit. And a lot of folks just, you know, gravitate to that. But here is an opportunity to take advantage of some great interest rates for saving money for emergency funds, vacations, weddings, what have you, man. That is an awesome, awesome online company to deal with.
Yeah. Another one is bucket list travel. Like when you want to go somewhere, you know, it's just you got this money put away and you want to plan a trip and you're like, well, I'm going to get this much interest off this money. I'm going to go on this trip at this time. I'm going to have this much money.
Right. Versus credit carding it.
Yep,
I'm going to save my money. You can still use a credit card while you travel, But the money is sitting in that account to pay that card when you get back.
And you can connect to it. You don't have to withdraw from the bank. You can tie that card to that account.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've done. When I've just traveled recently, and I was using my online bank account. Like, I got this money right here. So when I got to come and show my expenses, I got it right here.
Right.
And it's coming out that account, and I'm not going in debt for it. Another thing is home renovations. Over half homeowners need improving. Home improvement spending in 2007. And it says, and on average, spending on projects increased significantly in the recent years, at least $3,000 in 2007.
That's a lot.
17, I mean. So $3,000, that's what? $300 a month in an account.
Okay.
A year. So you're like, I'm going to put this $300 here. I'm going to need some type of plumbing. Something's going to happen to windows.
If you're a homeowner.
Something's going to happen.
Trust me.
I need a new carpet. It's just going to happen. Wall, painting. Somebody going to improve a bathroom. So it's just having this online.
It's an investment. You're just investing in your property.
Yep. Or I've seen parents do this in the past, helping their kids buy their first home.
Yep. You know, I've done that.
Giving them that down payment. Like, I got your down payment. You got the note. Or I got your closing costs. What's your closing costs? I've seen situations like that. I've seen parents do that. Or I got $5,000 for my son's closing costs or my daughter's closing costs.
Mm-hmm.
My parents going to pay for it. I've heard my clients say that. So online account is good for that. Like, this is my child, for my child's closing account. The typical one that I see most of the times people have online accounts, Tony, is a new car.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't recommend buying a new car.
Nope. We don't do that.
I recommend 3 years old and demo. If it's new, get a demo. Get a demo ride. I just had a friend of mine, he just bought a beautiful kind of truck like yours, but a bigger one, right?
The 250.
Yeah, they bought the big boy. And when they bought it, they got a demo.
Mm-hmm.
And they paid. It was a year old, but they paid the price of something that probably was 3 years old.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, wow. And I looked at the miles. I was like, this is like nothing.
Yeah.
Like 700 miles on a vehicle.
Oh, wow, man.
Like a 2017.
You got a great deal then.
I'm like, you got this price for this?
It's a new car, man. You didn't pay the price for a new car.
That's it. So, like, you know, and this person, they save a lot of money. I saw that. A down payment on a vacation home. But now, you know, people do B&Bs, you know.
Airbnbs. Yeah.
So it's like, why would you have a vacation home unless you got that kind of money?
Unless you just got that.
And some people out there
that's got that kind of paper.
They got kind of paper. And when I be down at the Lake Shore, it's those people.
They be talking about that.
They talk about it. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. I'm getting ready to leave and go to Florida.
Right. It's going for 3 months.
Yeah, I'll be back. How's it down in Texas? Oh, it's good. I'll be back. I'll see you.
Yeah.
I got the boat docked. It's already covered up. I got it in storage. I hear those conversations. So there are people that got vacation homes.
Yep.
We're not talking about no package where they just rented it. They got it.
No, they own it. Lock, they stock, and barrel.
Most time it's just those boomers, you know. RVs and boats. People do buy boats as investments.
Yes.
You know, they buy them and they say, this is going to be my cash in lieu. I'm going to buy it. Make sure that if I got to sell it, it's an investment for me. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's a good way to hide cash for some people, you know. So.
And RVs are becoming, you know, I've seen an article the other day about millennials purchasing RVs now.
Yes,
as a form of a place to live.
A place to live.
versus renting or buying a traditional style home.
What's wrong with it though?
Nothing, man.
Nothing.
You know, because millennials are transient, right?
Yeah, they're transient.
So I get another job, all I got to do is get in my camper and go to it. I don't have to sell my house or break my lease and all that kind of stuff. And some of these RVs, man, are absolutely amazing.
Man, I was
all the comforts of home.
I was in Madison, Wisconsin, right? And I'm just observing the downtown area. Everybody was either jogging, riding a bike, or Uber.
Okay.
Or walking. It was like.
Yeah.
I didn't see nobody in the car.
Nope.
It was all transit, just whatever.
Mm-hmm. You're not getting locked down to no car.
Electrical scooters going here and there. And I was just, you know, hanging out with some people. I went to a Chinese restaurant. It was real good to them. But just talking with the crowd of people there and just. How they look at their environment and how it's like, it's mostly millennials.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the richest cities for working class.
Okay.
You know, one of the best places to live. So I'm like, why? And I got to see it.
Okay.
Like, it's just like real nice.
Yeah, it's a different style, man.
Yeah. I even saw you got every place got this homeless people and this begging bums, right?
Everywhere.
So they there. And everybody just like, all right. They talking to them and everything. It's like, y'all talking to me like, hey, man, let me get some. I'm looking at him. I gave him something, but I was just like, bro, you out here all day. I said, I've been here 2 days and just training. And you, I see you every hour.
Right, he hustling.
Yeah, I said, you hustling, man. He said, no, I'm not. Look, he said, go my house right here. I said, go my bed. But I said, look, you look like a student. He said, I am.
Oh,
like
really?
You said, transit.
Okay.
I am a student. So I'm going to the University of Wisconsin. So why pay for a dorm? When I can lay right here, I get a hotel when it get too cold, or I go stay in a homeless shelter. Say, homeless shelter around here, nice.
Okay.
I was just like, wow.
All right. He just see things differently, man, yeah. And it's working for him.
It's working
right?
for him. So I go to the library, I study, I got my little job. He say, for what? So I take a shower on campus.
Okay.
So I saw somebody like you just said.
Yeah.
So it's like, he probably saving up for him an RV.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, eventually he get him an RV.
Pay for parking for the day.
Right.
Parking in parking structure.
He go to Walmart. He got to pay. He can park it at Walmart, man.
Yeah.
Or some empty mall.
And live the life. Another one people use online banking for is cosmetic enhancements. And think about it. When you talk about 55 and older, you know, like somebody on your teeth fixed, ladies always do the cosmetic stuff.
Face fixed up and other parts of the body,
you know,
tucked up, tightened up.
Yeah, just, you know, it's all like the house. Do the maintenance to it, you know. You know, that's what it is. You know, if you got it, you got to spend it, I guess.
Yeah.
You do got to spend it, because we talk about those shows where if you pulling money from your accounts, from your retirement accounts, you got to take that.
Yeah, you get the mandatory distribution age. You have to take it because the old saying is you can't take it with you.
So this is
when you go.
So imagine you taking this mandatory, right? This
distributions.
And you put it in the online savings. So
okay.
You drawing interest on that.
Yep.
And it's gaining. You're like, look, I'm going to do something. Oh, yeah. I'm going to beautify my life. I'm going to make sure I'm going to get new grill, some diamonds in the front, whatever you want. You know? You do whatever you want. So just looking at that capacity and building that capacity again, it's like, hey, I got it.
Right.
I got to spend it.
Absolutely.
Why didn't spend that much money? Well, I put in a bank account, and it got 21 times the amount.
That's a great way to talk about that.
I can't help it.
Yeah, I'm going to do my distribution, but it's going into this online account that's, you know,
drawing
it's pretty
21%.
Safe.
Yeah, yeah, safe.
It's safe.
And it's insured up to 250 G's, so I'm like, I'm
approaching.
Yeah. Yep. Another one is exercise equipment. You know, that's a lot of times people do that. They spend their money on exercise equipment or programs or buying expensive alternatives to food, you know. Or there's some type of training. They're paying for personal trainers. I see it. People spend money. People that really do things like this, online banking, really investing in their savings, Tony, they spend money on their health. They really do.
We talked about LeBron James, right, as an example.
Yes, right.
Okay, and he just at a different level. But there are still others that do the same thing. Where they invest in their health.
They pay for the trainers. They pay for the food. They make sure that this is happening. So exercise equipment, memberships, it's never too much to make sure that you're the best you possibly can be every
True.
Day.
Yep.
You know? So that's,
I agree.
That's how I look at it. The next one is supporting education. So like when you talk about your grandparents, I know you got your grandkids. We got one in here today. We got the genius.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You love. I know you like, look, I'm going to spend my money on my grandbabies and everything.
You
and
betcha.
I know you investing and saying, look, I'm getting a return on this investment off of you being your best. And I got some interest drawn on it. So it's just always looking at that on how the grandparents want to help. Because I know they grandparents spend their
last.
Oh,
that's important to me, man.
Yeah, they spend their last. If they had it or not, they'd give it to their grandkids.
They're going to have a jump start in whatever they decide to do, because hopefully money will not be an obstacle for them.
And that's what I try to tell kids all the time. And look, I don't know how you be doing that, Tony, but like I have our scripture for the week, and then you'll be like, you'll say something, and it'll be right on line.
Right on.
What I've been pulling. So I got these pictures. We went on a manufacturing tours with our kids today. And like I told you, I've been in a new capacity, but I got these pictures, and we was at these jobs, and they were talking about, the kids were like, yeah, you make a million, right? You know, these companies, millions, right? It's $1 million companies in the
city. Oh, absolutely,
right?
Man.
QTS. Rollar, you know, Century, these $1 million companies. They make and one of the millionaires say, look, I don't live off this business money. I live off my wife's check.
Okay.
So I take my check and put it back in my business.
All right.
The whole check.
That's it.
So the kids look at him like, they say, go walk around the plant. Look how happy everybody is. I got big screens up in here. He said, look how clean it is.
Okay.
He said, look, and he gave him, say, this, you see this website right here? He said, it's 10 modules on there. He said, it's free to use. If you can do all 10 of them, and you can come back in and I say do module 4, I'll hire you.
All right. That's said, awesome, man.
Off the street, he told him.
Man, that's a great company.
I looked at him, and he said, Chauncey, it's all about the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And can you listen? Do you have integrity and character? I said, you talking about making a sports team. He said, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody had on polos like they was coaches or something. And they was chilling. But they was working hard.
It was productive, yeah.
And they knew the man from the bottom of the totem pole to the top treated the job as if he owned the company. Because he said, I pay my employees to come to fun days. He said, we work 4 days a week. We don't work on Fridays. I said, oh, he really got some. He got some happy people.
Oh, man.
Said, we have all our events. He said, we have at least an event a month where we have a potluck or we go somewhere. He said, I pay him for coming.
Man, that guy gets it. He is going to be extremely successful
and
because
he was talking
of the culture.
About, yeah. And he was talking about the growth of his company and how he invests in high interest yields to get returns on his money for
right.
his company. So then when he takes that dividend, when they turn over for his stock or whatever he putting it in, he said, I put it back into my business.
Okay.
And I let off my wife's check.
And awesome.
Yeah. So we got to talk about the per capita. He said, you only need $50,000 to live if you really just live.
You're absolutely right.
He said, Muskegon is a prime real estate kid. He was telling him, if you get $50,000 with no debt, he said, you're doing great.
Man, you got to make sure you take another group of kids back to him because he has a great story to tell him.
It was a good millionaire. So I want to share this scripture that I have. And it said, trust God with the least, good for nothing. It say, 1 Timothy 6:7, after all we brought nothing with us when we came into this world, and we can't take anything with us when we leave it. So it say, how, here's a translation that I wrote, how can we keep away from the love of money? We can talk about it because I look at money as energy. It's not an interference. And how can we spread good energy so it can come back to us 10 times, 30 times, 100 times. If it come in money, if it come in health, if it come in good relationships, I'm for that.
Yep.
Spread the love. Don't think about money. 1 Timothy 6:7. I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.